Amen, amen. And it's a blessing na narito tayo pong lahat to honor the Lord Jesus. He's the living word of God. He's the bread of life. Amen. Gutom ba kayo? Sa word. Mamaya tayo kakain. Amen. So if you're ready to hear the word, if I may request those who are physically able to please rise up and turn your Bibles to the book of Philippians, chapter 4. And sisimulan po natin sa verse 4. Philippians chapter 4. We're going to start with verse 4. Amen. Yes, that's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice! Exclamation point, no? Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Pakiulit po natin. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything, okay, tama na ho, tama, magkakagulo tayo. Iba-iba kasi version. Sorry. Okay, I will continue from this point. Okay, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to whom? To God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Sister Janet, tulungan mo si Ma. Then verse 8. Sige. We'll wait. Everybody, find the page. Kasi po, alam nyo, very powerful ang word of God. And so, that's at times I give allowance for you to find it. Kasi minsan, sa paghanap natin, pag namimiss, but He wants us to hear them, retain them in our hearts. Kasi there's power in the word of God. Amen. Alright, and so, and it says, verse 7, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him, through Christ, who gives me strength. Lord Jesus, we come to you because you have the words of life. Maraming salamat, Panginoon, that you have given us your wonderful Holy Spirit to give us all understanding, enlightenment from the word revelation, Lord God, na, Panginoon, that would change the way we think, that will renew our hearts and our minds, O God, that we may learn how to live a joyful and victorious Christian life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sige, please be seated po. Amen. You know, very familiar po tong verses that we have read for most of us, no? But alam nyo, one thing with the Lord, He knows our condition, He knows our needs, He knows our situation, our circumstances, because our God is alive. Amen. So we have entitled itong ating study, Gift of Joy. The Gift of Joy. Amen. You know, I don't know about you, but para ho sa akin, it's so refreshing to watch and observe children. Mga sa mga grandparents, mga lolas, lolos dyan na nag-aalaga ng mga apoy. Alam ko minsan nakakapagod, it can be tiring, but rewarding. Kasi when you and I would observe, I enjoy it. Hindi na ako natatakot sabihing lola na ako, pero grandchildren ko sa mga pamangkin, ano? And so I enjoy watching them because of their innocence. When I would see little Alonso, sila Alicia, and na praise the Lord, ano, there's something about seeing them, ano, very refreshing yung kanilang yung innocence, no? And so even Sister Sally is now with our Sunday school. Most of the times we would share kami ng stories about yung mga dalawang apo niya sa San Diego, si Malakai and si Joshua. And I would also share to her stories about Haley and Aubrey, no? May mga videos. Because sa amin po, in our home, we love giving them surprises. Pag sinabihan nun namin sa kanila na, oh, Haley and Aubrey, we have a surprise for you. Oh my gosh, yung the reaction, yung facial expression, they get giddy and excited. Oh my goodness. And so, alam nyo, pagdating, there was, just last week, I brought something for them. When I told Angela about yung aking surprises, and so, sabi niya, even when I wasn't home yet, they were already looking forward to it. And so, when I got home, giddy na sila, oh my goodness, hey, where's my surprise? Hindi pa nakikita, they were already jumping up in joy, no? With joy talaga. And shouting, yay, yay. The reason why I'm sharing this is because meron hong hindi lamang just to tell the story. Because meron hong principle that the Lord would want all of us to learn. Yesterday, I read a portion of the scripture and it ministered to my heart too. Even when I was ministering the word of God to the people yesterday, it's a dedication. And allow me to mention it again today. In Mark chapter 10, verse 15, it says, Jesus said these words, I tell you the truth. Let's pause. Every time ho, ang Panginoon, nisasabihin, his words are what? Truth. Katotohanan. Simply, plainly, the truth. So Jesus said, I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Let's nguyain ho natin ang word of God. I mean, I would always say this, pag tayo kumakain, kailangan i-chew. No? When you're enjoying your meal, hindi lamang yung susubo mo, and subo, it's like when you're enjoying it. Ako, I love to eat sinigang. That's my favorite dish. It's like, oh, ako, sarap. It's like, I enjoy the food. Alam niyo ba ang word of God is food to our soul? And so when you and I are reading and Jesus would tell us a portion of the scripture, ay maganda ho minsan at times we pause. I like what we were led to, yung song, Be Still and Know That I'm God. There's something about, kasi we believe na tayo, when we're together like this, do you know that Jesus is here? Yes. Through his Holy Spirit? Yes. Nasa presence ho tayo na Panginoon. And so that's why when you and I are reading the scriptures, we are in the presence of God. And this is speaking to our hearts. Alam niyo ho ang nasa heart niyo ngayon. If you're heavy with concerns, God sees it. People might not see it, and we can always, I always say this, mahusay ho tayong to put up a front. Put up a front. Na pretend na minsan we smile, pero deep down inside may heaviness, may concern. Meron tayong inaalala. Meron tayong mga bagay na we cannot fix and we cannot solve on our own. It makes us tired and overwhelmed. But praise the Lord that God will give you rest today. Amen. Whatever it is, there's rest in the presence of our wonderful God. Hallelujah. Amen. So there's an important lesson, sabi ni Jesus. I'm telling you something that is true. Sabi niya, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. If you and I were to be asked who wants to enter and to be in the presence of God, in the kingdom of God, and of course everybody would say yes, right? Pero meron siyang qualifying statement. He said something, we should be like a little child. Like a little child. Kasi Ano ba ho ang difference? What, let's differentiate a little child from someone like us who has lived long enough, an adult. Adults are not as trusting as a little child. Sayang ho, like what I've shared with you, I've had my own experience with Haley and Aubrey. Pag merong sinabing, I have a surprise for you, pero yung kapatid ko si Annie, she's very kind-hearted, very generous din. Kahit na ho sa swap meet lang binili, or sa inexpensive toys, no? There was just last week na marami din siyang dala, no? Oh my gosh, talagang sabi ng mami ko, they were dancing and down, hindi mapakali. Because they were so excited for the gift to be given them. Kasi sinabi, I have a surprise for you, but they believed in their hearts that there's something na ibibigay sa kanila that they would enjoy. And so that's why when Jesus said, for us to experience what the kingdom of God offers, we have to be like a little child. A little child, kapag pinagsabihin ng magulang, I have a surprise for you, I have a gift for you, they believe it. Isa pa ho, a little child, I've noticed this with mothers, no? Basahin natin sa Psalm 131 verse 2 yan. Put a mark sa Philippians ho, because in ating text verse, we can go back to it. Psalm 131 verse 2. One thing beautiful about the Word of God is it gives us picture words, ano? He would, for us to understand an important spiritual principle, the Lord will give us a picture. Psalm 131, verse 2. Let me know if you're there. So the psalmist David wrote this. Are you there with me? Okay, look at the verse 2. You know what's amazing? Nung nagbo-worship tayo, sabi ko, look at that. Hindi naman kami nag-usap ni Brother Toto, pero yung message ng song, even the message of the word, ay nagtugma. Because you know what? The Holy Spirit knows. Okay, look at verse 2. But I have stilled and quiet and calmed. Ang ganda nun. I have stilled and quieted my soul. Napansin nyo anong tense? Ng past tense. But I have stilled and quieted my soul. Like a wind child with its mother, like a wind child is my soul within me. Ano sinasabi po ng Panginoon sa atin? What is He telling us? Na when a wind child, napansin nyo yan, di ba wind yung finifeed, di ba? Mapansin nyo, a little child nestled sa arms, cradled in the arms of mother or grandmother or someone na lovingly cares for them, ano napansin nyo? Calm at saka quiet. Tapos kapag karga nyo yan, yung weight niya talagang nandyan sa kamay nyo. Diba? Hindi siya nag-aalam, baka ibagsak ako. Hindi. Talagang fully in-entrust the weight while the mother is carrying that child in her arms, right? So ganun, because that child trusts the mother, the love of family members, may trust, right? May trust. So, he is comparing that to us when we learn how to trust the Lord. We are like a wind child na calm ka. We are calm in the presence of God. Thank you so much, Sister Emma. Secured. Secured tayo sa arms ng Panginoon. Why? Because God is real. Let me tell you that God is alive. He's alive. Kapag, when we come to Him in prayer, kaya minsan, hindi lang minsan, but we need to learn how to find a quiet spot, a quiet place, where you and I can be alone with God. And here, kasi pag maraming noise, and tendency, we get distracted so many times. That's why we need to be delivered from putting down our tablets and our smartphones. Because, kaya minsan, gagawa din ng Panginoon ng paraan para minsan mayroong magpop-up. But we can never exchange, hindi ho natin pwede ipagpalit yung time with God, being able to hear His quiet, soft voice speaking to us. Now, once we hear Him say to us, do not be afraid, or minsan may challenge sa atin, don't do that. It's a warning. Diba sabi sa Bible in Psalm 19, by your word, your servant is warned. Pag sinabi ni Lord, don't touch that, don't do that, kasi He cares for us, diba? Like halimbawa, sa bahay, with the children, what do you do with children getting so angsty and you childproof your home, right? Si Aubrey, mahilig yung finger, gustong idukduk sa lahat ng, don't touch that, don't, sa mga sockets. And also the same with us. Because God loves us so much, He would just tell us, anak, don't do that. It will harm you, because He knows and He sees everything. He knows what's best for us. Amen. So the Word of God says, you and I need to learn how to rest in the presence of God. Be still and know that God loves us. Alam niyo ba na, we always say this, smile, Jesus loves you. Minsan, nagiging very common, but what God would want us is really to experience the reality of His presence at saka yung pagmamahal niya para sa atin. I was just telling a group, when was that, the other day, sabi ko, nako, lagi kong nang pinagpa-prayon, there's a portion, I think it's in Psalm 78, but you don't have to turn there. I find comfort in that kasi, you know, sa age ko ngayon, it's like yung concern about growing old. About growing old. And then I even read an article about someone na sabi ko, Lord, ayoko mangyari sa akin yun. Na, you know, left to die in a place na no one was taking care. But you know what? Dun sa Psalm na yung binasa ko, it says there that God will take care of me when I grow old. That's His promise. Eh, kasi tayo, at times we need, like, masyado tayong, ruled by our natural senses. Ano? Totoo po ba yan? Gusto natin yung, halimbawa, God will take care of me. Gusto natin, pag tingin natin sa checkbook natin, loaded. What if pag nagbabalansi ka? Naku, hindi na mahirap balansihin kasi walang ibabalans sa checkbook ko. Look at what the Apostle Paul said. He has learned how to be, I'm getting ahead of my outline. There's something about learning and trusting God that whether may contentment, whether we find ourselves in need or merong sobra. So, from the Word of God, you and I would find out the secret of experiencing the sweet, pure joy that comes from our Lord Jesus. Sino may gusto nun? Who wants us to be joyful all the time? All of us. So kasi, every day, it's always a battle. There's always a battle going on every time. Let's say, pagkatapos ito, pag uwi natin, we will be faced with circumstances that might steal our joy. And the enemy would always want us to focus on those negative circumstances. Pero what the Word of God says and is teaching us is, God wants us to learn how to trust in Him. Amen? Alright, so, ang level ho ng ating faith ay, di ba, tama yun, gradual ang development. Like a little child na physically merong stages of growth, it's exactly the same way with our faith. It starts, di ba sabi sa Bible, when you and I were born again, we were like what? Sidya, ako naman ganun. baby. Thank you, Mom. a baby. So a baby hanggang sa mag-mature tayo. So that's the desire of the Lord for all of us. Amen. Hindi mag-remain baby, but for us to grow in our faith na later on, you might have started as someone being taken care of as a young Christian, pero when you and I grow in our faith, you'll take care of others. Amen. Share natin sa kanila. We will teach them. O samba hahanapin yung Habakuk. Habahu? Hindi pa natin alam. And so, you will be there to guide. Oh, maganda to. And you would share. You know, there's a beautiful verse. Things like that. Amen. And so, the Apostle Paul, dun sa binasa natin sa text, learned the secret of this kind of joy that only comes from the person of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Number one, what he learned is, he found it in Jesus Christ alone. Sino ang source ng joy? Jesus. Jesus. And it's the Spirit of God. Kasi si Jesus, nasaan na po si Jesus? He's seated at the right hand of God. But right now, who is working in all of us? Holy Spirit. And another name ho ng Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. So it's like having Jesus nakasama natin every day. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Amen? So that's a wonderful thing about having Christ in us. So number one secret niya, he found out na ang source ng joy is Christ alone. So with that, anong gagawin po natin? Kung tayo nalulungkot, what do? Read this word. Okay. Sasabihin na, you know, maraming come on ng mga sasabihin nila, oh, let's go to the happiest place on earth. How much is the ticket to Disneyland? 100 plus na. Oh. Oh, sige, punta tayo. Pagkatapos, pagkabalik, malungkot na. Tinignan yung bill. Magkano yung bote doon? Bottled water sa Disneyland? Almost $3. They charge you $3, no? Totoo ba yun? I'm not saying if you have the money, why not, di ba? And I'm not saying na hindi ho ako ano, fantasy killer, ho? Hindi ako joy killer. What I'm saying is the world would offer us alternatives. It might give us joy for the moment, you know, to have fun with family, of course. Okay lang ho yun. But kung ang resort natin always is, sige, punta tayo doon or spend money on that, wherein we can come into the presence of God first and then realize na, oh, hindi ko naman pala kailangan noon, you know, my heart is now filled with joy. I was just talking to a brother this morning and, you know, sabi niya, and I like to hear those things kasi nakikita ko naman sa, not just sa kanya, but to most of you, how to learn how to be contented. And so when people would ask him, when he would file for a day off, oh, what are you going to do? Diba dito, pag ano, oh, I'm going for a long weekend. And then, oh, where are you going? They would ask. And he said, I'm just going to stay home. Home? It's like you filed for a vacation just to stay home? And he would say, no, I'm contented. You know, so how about the weekend? Oh, Saturday, me and my wife, we buy stuff for the church. And then Sunday, we go to church. That's it? And people na hindi, without a relationship with Christ, won't understand those things. Na how being in the presence of God can bring us really joy. Amen? And so kasi napakahalaga ho. And we're going to find out later on how important that is to learn how to be contented. Now, he found it. So the Apostle Paul, the number one thing that he learned is, ano yung source ng joy? Jesus alone. Now, look at Romans 15, verse 13. Let's look at that. Romans 15, verse 13. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love this verse. Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope, are you there? May the God of hope fill you with... Oh, sige, hintayin natin sila. Naghahanap pa, narinig ko pa yung... Pag ano ng mga pages eh. Romans 15, verse 13. Romans 15, verse 13. Okay. Are you there? Oh, yeah. Okay. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Pause. Oh, so, dyan, very clear. Kanino galing ang ano? Joy and peace? God. God of hope. I love that about our God, the way the Bible describes God. He's the God of hope. And He is the one who will fill you and me with all joy and peace. Yung peace na yun is a result of what? As you, there we go, as you trust in Him, as you and I believe. So, believing in God, really believing God, trusting God, would result to joy. So, si Paul, he learned it. He learned the secret na ang source ng joy niya is the Lord and ang confidence niya is in Christ alone. Amen. He's the source. With the Apostle Paul, he knows na with kahit ano mangyari, with anything that's going to happen or has happened or is happening, God is in control. I choose to believe that my God who loves me and cares for me is in control. Whether losing a job, is God still in control? Yes. When sickness comes, is God still in control? When brokenness in relationships happen, is God still in control? Yes. But we turn to Him and ask for His help. Amen. And so, yun ang number one thing that he learned. Now, what else? Now, he learned, the Apostle Paul also learned that this joy is not dependent on circumstances. Let me say that again. So, the number two important lesson that the Apostle Paul learned is, number one, the source of joy is God alone, in Christ alone. Second thing, ang biblical true joy, pure sweet joy, is not dependent on circumstances. You know why? Why can we justify that statement? Because when he wrote this letter to the believers in Philippi, you know where he was? He was in prison of all places. Is it easy for someone to maintain a joyful attitude kapag na in prison kayo? I don't think so. Because in the natural, probably, ba't naman ganun? Lord, nagsaserve ako sa iyo ah. Could be, right? Hindi ba? Pero because he learned na God, Jesus is in control sa pagkaka-imprison niya. When we say, maaring tayo in our everyday life situations, you might feel imprisoned in a marriage you think is not worth keeping. You feel like, oh, I want out. I want out. Times, you know, you might be in a situation like that when the other partner you feel like is not caring, is not appreciating, all that. What else? Ano bang parang prison-like situations? Halimbawa sa trabaho, oh my gosh, ayoko na makita mukha ng boss ko. Please, Lord. I thank God I was delivered from a situation like that. But it took many years because the Lord was teaching me a lesson, a valuable lesson, to be patient and na-share ko na po many times yun sa inyo. He used it, the Lord used that unpleasant circumstance to teach me important lessons. Na meron yung, madalas akong nasa, I will go to the ladies' restroom and pray. And, you know, the Lord showed me valuable lessons until finally, Freedom Day came. pero before I left that department, the Lord, I nagkaroon po ako ng napakagandang relationship with yung boss ko doon sa department na yun. Amen? God can turn around difficult circumstances for good. Always remember that. Amen. So the number three lesson is, the Apostle Paul learned that to have this joy, it is a choice. Can I say that again? Now, for us to have this kind of joy, it will be a choice. Diba? Look at what the psalm, I will rejoice in the Lord. Bakit ginamit yung I will? Kasi it would, kailangan ho mag-decide tayo na hindi natin hahayaan yung problema to rob us of our joy. We would choose and say, God, Lord, I come to you. Lord, you know my burdens. Lord, you know my difficult circumstances. God, I come to you. And then you know what? The Holy Spirit, what would he teach us? He would teach us how to pray. He would teach us how to read the Word of God. He would teach us how to praise Him. It might start as an uphill climb, but you know what? Let me tell you, there's something about coming into the presence of God and allowing the Holy Spirit to work in us. Let me share with you a testimony. Just this Friday, as I was having my lunch, I turned to the Word of God after eating, and then the Lord led me. Can you turn there with me in the book of Isaiah? Isaiah 61. We're going to start with verse 1 all the way up to verse 3. Let me know if you're there. Isaiah 61. Thank you, Lord. It says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, and to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes." Look at this. The oil of joy or the oil of gladness instead of mourning, with a U, mourning, you know, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of helplessness or hopelessness, a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Magpause po tayo. You know, when I was reading this, kaya ko po sinishare sa inyo because of what the Lord did right at that moment when I was in the presence of God reading His Word. When I came across, sabi ko dyan, the Spirit of God would give us that enabling power to do what? So, marami pong ni-recite. Preaching good news is not just may pulpit. You don't have to be in front of a pulpit to preach. Preaching is just telling. You know, that's what the Bible says. Just telling others about the Lord. And so when I ran down all of these verses, what jumped in my heart was yung sabi po doon na to bestow on others the joy, the oil of joy, oil of gladness instead of mourning. So here's where, right when I was reading that, I was already praying in my cubicle. And I was praying, teary-eyed na nga ho ako, because I was already praying for certain people. And then my supervisor just came right behind me. And naluluha na nga ako, maigi na lang, nag-grab agad ako ng tissue. But she came to me because she had a concern. And she said, "Monette, I want to invite you to my pity party." And I said, "What happened?" And so, a pity party, kasi ang problema niya lang daw, the car that she bought had so many problems. And to make the long story short, she brought her car, it had like just a 12,000-year warranty. Hindi lang daw nag-gumagana yung heater niya. But then when she brought it to the dealer, they found more problems instead of her getting the car back that day. And I'm gonna get the car back on Tuesday. And so she was like, parang bigat na bigat, parang the whole world was upon her shoulder with that condition. And as she was saying that, you know what? And I said, the Spirit of God just, kumbaga, pinakambyo niya sa akin. Oh my goodness, look at that. And I told her, don't you realize that that was the hand of God? And then I told her about, look at this. It's a good thing, number one, that you were able to bring it before your 12,000 miles warranty expires. So that will be covered. Secondly, you did not end up being stranded on the road, blah, blah, blah. And do you know that God loves you, that He's what? So, and then she said, yes, you're right. And as we were talking, it's like I saw yung burden niya at first be lifted up. And she saw and realized that what I shared was, it's true, that it's God really cares for me and is watching over me. And the reason why I'm sharing that is because little things in our lives, or minsan big things, big issues in our lives that would rob us of the joy that comes from God. If you and I would read the story of the Apostle Paul, you would say, how can this guy be joyful in spite of what he's going through? But you know what? It's because, number one, the Lord is true. There's something about the person of Christ, His Holy Spirit living in us, na kahit saan ho tayo pumunta, He is with us. Please remember this. Please remember this. In every season of our lives, God is faithful. God is faithful. When the enemy would magnify all problem here, problem, you know, He's so good at that. He's so good at that. Do you know that worry is a joy stealer? When we worry, it steals a joy. Means, tingnan po natin yung sa Matthew. Let's go to Matthew. Hallelujah. Isn't God wonderful? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Matthew. Most of us are very familiar with this verse that tells us na sandali lang ha. Wherein he tells us, do not worry about what you will eat. Okay. Matthew 6. We're going to start with verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, these are the words of our Lord. Do not worry. Are you there? Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? So he's just saying na ang worry ho, in fact, can shorten our lives. So look at 28. And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown in the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans or heathens run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given unto you. Napakatotoo. Very, very common. Familiar na po tayo sa verses na to, pero minsan kailangan paalala sa atin, di ba? Minsan, kumakain pa lang tayo. Ano bang kakainin natin mamaya? Di pa nga, nadadigest yung kinakain. Anong ulam natin? Iniisip na, di ba? Oh, wala tayo nito, wala tayo niyan. And there was a time wherein my mom, she said, oh, wala na tayong ano, ganito, ubos na. But you know that someone knocked at the door. And there were some brethren that brought food. And it's like, me, look at that, see that? At times, you know, we worry about certain things na hindi natin alam na God is there to provide. God is there to provide. And you know, I'm not here to binibelittle ho o parang minsan meron tayong big concerns. When, let's say, walang trabaho and walang definite source of income, it's like, it's hard at times, di ba? It's hard at times. Like, I thank God yung shinare ni Brother Roel. Pinuruv uli sa kanya, sa family na God is faithful. But we know that when times come like that na nawalan ng trabaho, things nasiraan, you can't go to work and all that, and yet, we see the hand of God. What's amazing is how God works to provide for that need. Dun ho tayo namamangha with how God works. Amen? And so, when you and I would read, and I would encourage you when you get home, basahin niyo po buong Philippians. Apat lang hong chapters. In fact, it wouldn't even take you an hour to read it, pero maganda hong to pause for a while and then namnamin. Pero just to give you like a parang general view, ho, basahin nyo. Kasi what's amazing, the whole theme of the book is about joy. And so, makita ho nyo na sa chapter 1, the Apostle Paul, sabi niya, he was joyful in being alive. In being alive. So, ibig niya sabihin na, buhay ako because may purpose pa si God. To live is Christ. To live is Christ, but to die is gain. So, sabi niya, pag buhay ako, di okay lang. Pag kinuha ko ni Lord, oh, sino tinatakot? Pag minsan, di ba, yung ba, tinatakot ni Satan, oh, yung mamamatay, fear of dying. Pero siya, sabi niya, oh, sino tinatakot mo? Eh, pag namatay ako, di na kay Jesus na ako. Di ba? Di ba? Totoo naman, di ba? If you and I believe na when we die, kasi sabi niya, to die is gain. Kasi I will be in the presence of God. No more bills to pay, no more traffic. Oh, Yeah. Heaven is our home. Please hear it. Heaven is our home. Kaya kung mayroon struggles ngayon, God will see us through. Help comes from God. Help comes from God. Amen. Habang may buhay, can I say this? I heard this from one of a preacher, yung fear of dying. There's a preacher, as a young preacher, he was afraid of dying. And so every time he would have a conference and he would have to board a plane, takot na takot ho siya. And he was fearful to say yes to those speaking engagements. And then someone who was mentoring him told him, do you know that when God's purpose in your life is not yet done, you are an immortal being? Ano ibig sabihin nun? You will not die. So long as God's purpose is hindi pa tapos, God's purpose will still prevail. Can I say that? God's purpose will stand and prevail. No matter what Satan will do, minsan attack sa health, many things. And you know what? God can do something in His power to preserve you. God will do anything. Yung at the nick of time na kailangan mo pang mabuhay, minsan mamamanga, oh my gosh. Yes. Why? Focus on the purpose of God. Focus on the plan of God in your life. And you would see na things will come into, wow, oh nga, Lord. Parang puzzle. Have you ever worked on a 1,000-piece puzzle? No. Walang tsaga. Okay, kahit na mga a few pieces lang. Pag yung mga broken pieces, hindi pa natin makita agad ang picture, right? But once you start to put them together, and then, wow, look at this. Ito na yung picture, right? And so, ganun din minsan ang life natin. We don't immediately see the picture of what God is doing, but we choose to trust God. Until, wow, Lord, yeah, now I begin to understand. Hallelujah, amen. So there's joy in being alive. Have you heard of the story of a woman who died and was, nung pagdating niya sa heaven, kinausap niya si Lord, nakipag-bargain kay Lord. Lord, gusto ko pa kasi mabuhay. Can you give me a chance? Give me another chance. I want to go back. Binigay sa kanya ni Lord. And so, nung nabuhay ho siya, the first thing that she did was, oh, nako. Pagtingin niya sa mirror, pumunta ho siya sa cosmetic surgery. Extreme makeover. Oh, yeah. Naku, talagang nabago. Kasi gusto niya banat dito, banat dyan. Ganyan, mga. Pagtingin niya sa mirror, oh, I like it. Naku, di. Eto na ho. Tumatawid ho sa kalye. Nasa gasaan. Di, balik siya sa langit. Sabi, Lord, ba't ganun? Sabi, binigyan mo ako ng buhay. Ba't nangyari to? O sabi ni Lord, oops, sorry, hindi kita nakilala. Extreme, tituloy siya nakilala ni Lord. Well, be content. There's joy in being alive, being content. Okay. Serious na po. Okay, back sa. So there's joy in being alive because we have the Lord. There's joy, sa second chapter ho ng Philippians, there's joy in serving. There's joy in serving God. Done in the right attitude of humility, we humble ourselves before God. It's actually a privilege for us to serve God. Pag tayo tinawag ng Panginoon to do even the smallest thing in the house of God, be glad na tinawag kayo ng Panginoon. Amen? Because there's joy in serving God. And always motivated with the love of God as we do things for the Lord. Amen. So, joy in being alive. Joy in serving. Pangatlo, joy in giving. Praise the Lord. Kaya we give of our time. We give of our skills. And where are you good at? Oh, mahusay ka sa computer. Oh, can I do this for you? And I'm so blessed when you people would approach me. What can I do to help? Praise the Lord for that. Amen. And so what else? We give of our money, our resources. And nakikita natin with Montalban and many ministries na ating binibless. There's joy. Di ba po? Kaya totoo yun na talagang si Lord lang ang ating source. Amen. And so, we visited Peter John. Hindi lamang siya ang nasayahan, pati tayo, di ba? Praise the Lord. And there's joy in resting in the Word of God and His promises. Amen. And so, as we end, all of us, I believe, needs to develop that childlike faith. Totoo po ba? Minsan kasi pag adult tayo, masyado na tayong serious about life na we get, hindi naman ho itinuturo ni Lord na may kaiba ho yung childlike sa childish. baka childlike faith, yung faith lang, like a little child that trusts God. Pero pag nagmamature tayo, wala nang childish ways, no? Example, childish way would be just lahat about the self. When you and I grow up, we are not no longer too concerned about our own interests, but even for the interests of others. Amen. Praise God. And so, and finally, joy comes. Nasa John 15 po yan. When binigyan ho tayo ng picture that Jesus is the vine and you and I are the branches, nandun po sinabi na joy comes from this being continually and may consistent, continuous abiding in God, being connected with the Lord through His Word. Amen? Dahil dun po natin nakikita at we begin to learn more about the Lord that you and I can really trust in Him. Amen? So let's thank the Lord for this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord, O God, for this time you've given us as a family of God to come into your presence today. We thank you for reminding us that, Lord, your heart's desire for us is for all of us to experience the joy and peace in knowing you and in having you in our lives, God. Father God, we thank you that, Lord, you are our God, our Heavenly Father, who knows us. Ang bawat isa sa amin na born again po is called a son and daughter of the Most High God. We thank you, Lord, na alam mo, Panginoon, ang aming situations. You know everything about our lives, whether for a young person, someone who's in their middle age, or even sa aming old age, O God, that, Lord, your love for us ay hindi nagbabago. It never changes, Lord. Thank you for reminding us, Lord God, from your word na you would want us to live a life with that attitude of joy and having peace in no matter what circumstances we find ourselves in. Jesus, you are our joy giver. We thank you that through your Holy Spirit, you're working in all of us at this moment, God. We thank you, Lord, O God, for causing us to realize that, Lord, problems and trials will be part of our walk with you. You allow them for a purpose, God. And you use them, Lord, to build up our faith, to test whether our faith is really pure and genuine. Lord, we thank you that, God, you're so ever patient with our shortcomings, our struggles and weaknesses, God. Na at times, we resort to what the world will offer to bring us joy. But, Lord, you're bringing us back to the basics, Lord, to the basic truth that it comes from you alone. Lord, God of hope, we call on you, Lord God, this afternoon, and we thank you, God, that you are teaching us how to fully trust in you, like that little child resting in the arms of its mother, O God. May we be like that to you today and the days coming, God. May we not allow the enemy, Lord God, to steal our joy, even with what we think about. May we always focus our minds, our thoughts, on who you are, Lord Jesus, that you are God, that you love us so much, and you have the power to provide for all of our needs, O God. Thank you for the rest upon your people today. And so, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for teaching us how to have a childlike faith in all of our situations and circumstances, knowing that, Lord, you are true to your promises, O God. And so, Lord, salamat, Panginoon. Thank you for renewing our minds and our hearts today, O God, to know that, Lord, today we receive the joy of the Lord, O God. And we declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength, O Lord. Hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit of the living God. Thank you for renewing our minds and our hearts today. And let Jesus alone be exalted and be praised forevermore. In His mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. And let's just thank the Lord for this time. And let's just worship Him together. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Are you blessed with the message?
Yeah.
The thing? This side, are you blessed? Are you blessed?
Yeah.
How about here?
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.